Bleak Expectations by Mark Evans. Volume 4, Chapter the 3rd. A Wretched Life Made Much, Much Sadder.
Severin, I am uncommonly angry today. If I were a dinosaur, I'd be a Grumposaurus Rex.
Your son-in-law, sir?
He is late again. I've known dead people less late than him.
Mr. and Mrs. Sarkle, sir.
Late. Excuse.
We came via Scotland, Sir Philip.
You live two streets away.
Alas, the driver of our hansom cab tried to use his new sat-nav system.
Sat-nav?
Short for saturated navvy. You ask a rough labourer who has been caught in a heavy rainstorm for directions. Alas, ours did not know his way around London.
You nincompoopip, mind-shatteringly cretinous pair of stupids.
Yes, it is an amusing story, isn't it?
You made me rigid with rage and inflexible with infuriation.
Fortunately, Sir Philip, I have something that will relax you. Behold!
No, that's not a bottle of brandy and a friendly scullery maid.
This is Mr. Soothmuch's patented tension-begone gentleman's relaxinator. A life-enhancing medical marvel up there with radioactive tobacco. Firstly, small steam-driven pistons gently pummel the shoulders.
Surprisingly relaxing.
Then electrically driven paddles lightly caress the skin.
Most pleasant.
Finally, the horse-drawn featherator tickles the back.
The horse has trodden on me. Not relaxing.
Oh, well, I shall turn up the pummeling and slapping to compensate.
Ow! This is now the least relaxing experience of my life. And I once drank 9,000 cups of coffee, then tried to defuse a bomb in a lion's mouth while wearing trousers made of what?
But when I press this button, the machine will gently release you into a soothing bath.
Whoa!
Or violently hurl you through the window into a tree.
What could be more relaxing, Papa?
Slipping into a comfortable pair of slippers and then kicking your husband to death. Tarquil, you shall join me in this tree to hear more of my story.
Very well. I'm here.
Good.
You pushed me out.
Listen from there. My story continues now. Last time, you heard how I thwarted my twice-dead, evil ex-guardian Mr. Benevolent's plan to conquer the world with demons and rescued my wife rightly from the underworld. Alas, though her body lived, her mind was an empty vessel.
Can you remember nothing of our life together?
I remember sandwiches.
Two pieces of bread with filling between them.
Oh, then I do not remember sandwiches.
While my wife struggled to remember, my best friend struggled to forget.
My wife, Pippa, has left me to become Mr. Benevolent's evil consort.
He could not decide whether to lose himself in work or drink. So he tried both.
I've invented a machine which opens a bottle of beer and then throws darts at a pitcher of pepper. It needs adjusting.
Harry, this drunken vengeance will not help.
But does it not say in the Bible, "Leave me alone, I'm miserable"?
You need a project to take you out of yourself.
I need a kebab.
Recently, a railway bridge had been built across the Firth of Forth. And using my influence, I got Harry the job of building its successor, a bridge across the Forth of Fifth. He hurled himself into it, working 18 or even 20 minutes a day. 148 days a week, which averaged out at about a normal week's work.
Finished!
There was a grand opening ceremony, which I attended with my poor amnesiac wife. Alas, so...